We are checking in once again with Quincy City Clerk Nicole Crispo to get an update on this week's Board of License Commissioners meeting. How are you, Nikki?
I'm good, Joe. How are you?
Doing great, thank you. Thanks for checking in and providing us an update. Appreciate that.
Sure, of course. Lieutenant Barron was in for the fire chief, and Inspector Sean Boldman was in for Molly, but we did have five members there, so we were able to have our meeting. Agenda item number one, hearing regarding the request of Porch Fest Quincy for a special use permit one-day beer and wine license for the 2023 Porch Fest Quincy on Saturday, June 24th from 3 p.m. to 9 p.m. at Wollaston Hill, Squanum, and Marymount neighborhoods. Councillor Ian Kane was there and talked about the sixth annual Porch Fest event. And so far, they have about 104 performers and 50 to 60 locations within those neighborhoods. And they will have food trucks and some bottle service available in those particular areas on that day. So we just wanted to make sure that certainly we get the word out, and because it's always a great event here in Quincy, and that we made sure that the food trucks and the bottle service was covered under a license for public property.
Yeah, I'm told that Break Rock Brewing has created a special beer just for Porch Fest this year.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I was unaware of that, but that's exciting. Yeah, Jay is one busy guy, that's for sure. And he was there as well. And they're looking forward to having a great day on June 24th from 3 to 9.
Yep. And that PorchFestQuincy.org is their website.
Good. That went through 5-0. Agenda item number two, hearing regarding the request of Safe Harbor Marina Bay, 333 Victory Road, for a one-day beer and wine license for their 2023 opening day on Sunday, June 11th, from 12 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. on the members' dock area. Jay Southwood was there from Break Rock Brewing, talking about Safe Harbor Marina Bay, wanting to have an opening day for the members down there with their boats. It is a private enclosed area, and they will have the barbecue truck and the Break Rock Brewing as well. It's going to be an event for the members down there for their kickoff. So that went through 5-0 as well. Agenda item number three, hearing regarding the request of Off the Hook Bar and Grill at 1269 C Street for a temporary extension of their license premise for a special use permit for the Housenet Flounder Roundup on Saturday, June 17th from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. The event will include live music, and the extension is a portion of Bayview Ave adjacent to the restaurant. John Galligan was there to speak of this Housenet Flounder Roundup. And it's sort of the same setup to their Oktoberfest. The band will be in their seashell area. They'll have a portable bar, corded area on Bayview Ave that people can enjoy the live music outside on that day. I believe John said that the Flounder Roundup ends at like 3 o'clock on that day, and then they declare the winner sometime after that, and it does go till 8 p.m. and then they'll have everybody off the street.
Okay, and so they're actually out fishing during the day?
Yes, yes.
Oh, okay.
There are people that are trying to get the biggest flounder, so that should be interesting.
Okay, and, all right. and that one, you know, Howe's Neck is the flounder capital of the world, so.
yep. So that should be a fun day for them. And I think you can probably go on the Off the Hook website and find out the details and sign up if you want.
Right.
Take part. Sounds like fun. 5-0. Agenda item number 4 was hearing regarding the request of Pan Ethnic Pour Overs Inc. for a common victual license for the premise located at 186 West Quantum Street. Proposed manager is Emily Garoza. Proposed hours of operation are 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Tuesday through Friday. Oh, she changed the hours, excuse me, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Tuesday through Friday, Saturday, 7 a.m. to noon, and closed on Monday. This is a nonprofit library for people to come in and have coffee, relax, read the books, and enjoy themselves there with Emily leading the way. She's a nice young girl that wants to do something for the community and some community outreach and things like that. So that went through 5-0 as well.
First, I've heard of Pan-Ethnic Pour Overs, 186 West Quantum Street. Do you know what that was before, Nikki? Or is it just a commercial space?
It's a commercial space. I believe it might have been a dry cleaner's.
I was thinking the same thing. Okay.
Yeah.
I was trying to envision it.
They're doing a little work in there. And she's going to have some cold drinks, some coffee, and the library.
Okay. Sounds interesting.
Yeah. Agenda item number 5, hearing regarding the request of Flower Guru LLC doing business as Shanghai Soup Dumplings for a common victual license for the premise located at 213 Quincy Ave within the Canman Foods. Proposed manager, Jessica Yee. Proposed hours of operation are 9 a.m. to 7 p.m., 7 days a week. Jessica Yee was there to speak about Shanghai Soup Dumplings. This is something that she and her mother are doing together. Her mother has over 20 years of experience with making dumplings, and the hours of operation coincide with Canman Food. So there was just, she's hoping for a July, mid-July opening. There was just, some sign-offs that she'll need to get beforehand. And she was aware of that. So that went through 5-0. In other business, there was a request from D&E Foods doing business as KFC 707 Hancock Street to extend their hours of operation from 1 a.m. to 2 a.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. We did ask if there were any concerns. There was a concern from one person at the meeting, John Rodefield, stating that he was not in favor because the store itself wasn't open, but the drive-thru was. And the concern was backing up onto Hancock Street at that late hour. But that being said, the vice chair, Chief Keenan, made a motion to accept the 2 a.m. closing, and all board members agreed. And so they will be able to extend their hours till 2 a.m. Going forward.
Just on those two nights, right?
Just on those two nights, right? Friday and Saturday night. Yeah. And that concluded our agenda. And our next hearing will be on June 20th.
Okay, we're getting down there already. My goodness, time is flying.
Certainly is.
You know what I wanted to ask you too, Nikki? I'm sure you're aware of the situation with GoPuff, the state stepping in. Has that been resolved, you know?
It was resolved by the state, so they're back up in business going forward, yes.
Okay,
We did have our own concerns, and we certainly... Lieutenant Paul Coughlin went down and spoke to them. It wasn't here in Quincy that the incident happened, but we made sure that we went down and let them know that, you know, the way that Quincy runs it along with the state, and to be sure to abide and would be back in over the coming months to be sure that everything is being done according to state law.
Okay. Yeah. I was curious about that. It's for folks who don't know, the state suspended their liquor license for selling to underage patrons in Boston, not in Quincy. Yeah. But that, I think, has been reinstated.
Right. And so that's a travel license, and that's issued through the state, not through the city itself. So
gotcha.
Once it was lifted for all of their New England or Massachusetts establishments.
Okay. Very good. And dogs are still in the news, right?
Yes. So we are getting ready to send out a second reminder for dogs to be licensed in our city, which we do have quite a few that are still unlicensed for this year. We ask you to, you know, either call us, let us know if you no longer have the dog, or come in or register your dog by mail.
Okay. And I noticed there was a notice on the city website, so folks can go there to get more information. Can they register the dog online, Nikki?
They do have to come in they can register their dog online. Yes.
Okay.
They can. And they can just send the payment.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Very good. And elections are still in the news too.
Yes. We're certifying nomination papers as we speak. It's getting busy, and we're looking forward to our maybe preliminary. We'll see. You know, if you are interested in running for office, you certainly can come down and pull nomination papers up until the last day, which is July 11th.
That's very good. Anything else we should let folks know about right now?
I think that's it for right now.
Okay. We will check back in after the next board meeting, if that's okay.
Certainly.
Thanks a lot, Nikki.
Thank you. Bye-bye.